Because we all have that primal warrior spirit within us, right? It's just a natural innate part of us, whether masculinity is bestowed or not. And that can be channeled in all of the wrong ways if we're not taught how to channel it in the right ways. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King Podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. All right. So again, guys, welcome. If it's your first time here, this is the Warrior King Podcast, inspiring men all over the world to level up every aspect of their lives. It's good to be here talking to you today. Today we're going to be talking about embracing masculinity and what that means. I'm feeling good today. We came into the new year very strong, super excited to see this thing grow. If it's your first time here, definitely subscribe so that you don't miss any of my future content and episodes inspiring you to level up every aspect of your life. I want to give a shout out really quick to a guy named Justin for all of the awesome comments on the YouTube channel, words of encouragement, words of inspiration, and stuff like that. Justin says he's a youth pastor, and I'm just glad that we can encourage and inspire each other because that's what this is all about. So thanks again for the encouragement. And let's dive right into what it means to embrace masculinity and what it means to be a man and all that awesome stuff. It's something that I'm very passionate about. So passionate about it that I wrote a whole book about it. And we're going to get into why I'm so passionate about this subject here in a minute. And I know that this is a touchy subject for some reason these days. So if men being men is something that makes you angry, this episode probably isn't for you. So with that being said, let's get right into it. Men being strong is absolutely necessary. I don't know what the agenda is. I don't know what the end game for the agenda is with trying to make men less manly, but I can tell you that there is an agenda to make men less manly. Like I said, I don't know what it all means. I don't know what they're hoping to achieve by doing this, but the agenda is kind of universal and it does exist. It is a real thing. Without strong men, everything falls apart. That can't be denied. Now, when I was a kid and a teenager, I was raised in a home with all females, my mom and two sisters. My parents were divorced and I lived with my mom, and my dad was in the military, so he was away a lot in my childhood. And then in my teen and young adult years, he worked for Homeland Security and that sort of stuff and lived in different states, so I hardly ever saw him. Like I said, just didn't have any strong male role models in my life. And as a result of that, in my young adult years, I was an absolute nightmare in every aspect of my life. And I'm not going to get into that too much, but just imagine the worst possible example, and that's pretty much what I was. I had no idea what it meant to be a man, what masculinity was, or that it was even a thing. I didn't even know that people were supposed to be teaching me this stuff. And as a result of that, I pursued all of the wrong things and had all of the wrong friends groups, stuff like that, and got myself into a whole bunch of messes. I didn't know how to handle relationships with women. I hung out with the wrong groups of people. And unfortunately, later down the line, in my late 20s, my life completely fell apart around me as a result of how much of a lack of a man I was. And I went through some of the hardest things I've ever been through in my life. And it was at that point that I realized that I needed to learn what it meant to be a man, what it meant to be a good man, how to level up my life. You know, when my life fell apart, I had two options. I could either crash and burn and turn into a total loser, or I could level up my life, learn how to live life as a man effectively. And I chose to level up my life and learn what it meant to be a man. And I realized very quickly as my life was falling apart that the reason that it was falling apart was because I didn't know how to be a man and be a good man and be a righteous man and all those sort of things. So at that time in my life, I was living with a young lady and we had two daughters together, and both of our incomes were supporting our lifestyle. And when my life fell apart, she moved out and took the kids with her. I realized that I had to handle life on my own and pay all my own bills on my own. And my whole family lived in another state, and there was no way that I was going to leave my daughters and just never see them. So not leveling up my life just wasn't an option for me. And I was lucky that I was at work one day. I worked at a coffee shop, believe it or not. And a guy that I used to know came into the coffee shop, and I just sparked up conversation with him and said, "This isn't going to cut it anymore. I got to make more money than this. I'm not going to make my bills," that sort of thing. And he said, "How about construction?" And I said, "I've never even used tools before. I don't know anything about construction. I'm not sure that I would be much use to you." And he just kind of smiled and said, "Don't worry, we'll teach you." So I ended up getting a job straight away. And at that job, it was a group of guys who took me under their wing and began teaching me things, imparting wisdom on me and showing me what it meant to be a man. And we were out in the Florida summer heat, blazing hot, carrying carrying lumber, building stuff, and I had never done anything like that. I was fortunate enough to have that miracle happen where I was offered that job and these guys took me under their wing, but I feel like everything happens for a reason, and I was supposed to reach that juncture in my life where it was time to learn to be a man, to be initiated into manhood, if you will. And that's the thing. These days, there is no initiation into manhood. And the thing about masculinity is that it's bestowed. It's not an innate thing. Like, you could be a boy your whole life without ever learning how to be a man or what that even means. Without an example of good, powerful, righteous men, we're all lost and pretty much living in a world of grown-up man boys. And not only that, not only is there not any guidance or any initiation into manhood or anybody to show us or teach us, but at the same time, society is telling us that there's something inherently wrong with being strong, powerful, and manly. And then as a result of that, many of us just stray as far away as we can from being the macho, manly guy. You know what I mean? Like, we reject that. There's something wrong with that. We're kind of conditioned this way to believe that in a way. And then at the same time, many men take the opposite route and they pursue all the wrong things. It's an even more lost and confused route through crime, being initiated into a gang, being the toughest guy in prison. I mean, horrible, horrible stuff comes from being lost like this and not guided and led into manhood or initiated into manhood as we should be. Because we all have that primal warrior spirit within us, right? It's just a natural innate part of us, whether masculinity is bestowed or not. And that can be channeled in all of the wrong ways if we're not taught how to channel it in the right ways. That warrior spirit that's an innate part of us as men is what would keep us alive back before this comfortable modern time. We would have to go out and hunt for our food. We would have to be in the wilderness. We would have to be fighting off invaders to our village. We would have to be protecting our families and all that sort of thing. Like, there is that primal warrior spirit within all of us. And like I said, it can be channeled in the wrong ways if nobody teaches you how to channel it in the right ways. And this gets young men especially in all sorts of trouble in their lives, like sometimes irreparable, life-altering, forever for the rest of your life, damage to their lives. Learning what it means to be a man and embracing the primal warrior spirit and embracing masculinity is the path to freedom and peace of mind. Realizing that being a strong man is still absolutely necessary, even in this comfortable modern setting, is the first step to realizing that you need to embrace your masculinity and accept the fact that you are a man and that there is nothing wrong with being strong and powerful and manly. And embracing the innate primal warrior spirit and learning to channel it in the right ways will keep us out of all sorts of trouble in our lives. Trust me. Learning to be a strong protector and provider, leader, husband, father, and overall righteous man. Now, I do want you to beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. There are a lot of guys out there teaching a false version of masculinity. One that is loud and boastful and rude. One that disrespects the feminine. One that is selfish and self-consuming. And one that is self-destructive. True masculinity and the true warrior spirit is calm and reserved. Mentally strong. Loaded but holstered, loving and kind, valiant and dangerous, patient and wise, protective and righteous. So where can you begin your journey of self-discovery and embracing true masculinity? We're going to get right into that right after this very quick ad break. Thank you guys. Stick around. Want to level up your life as a man and unlock your masculinity? My book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within is a 7-level course to embracing the primal wild self and awakening the Warrior King within. Covering everything from what it means to be a man, embracing masculinity, love and relationships, being a protector and provider, pursuing your purpose and success, and a whole lot more. I spent a year living in a school bus conversion in the wilderness while I wrote this book, and I believe that it is a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Everything that I learned on my own journey to unlocking what it means to be a man and leveling up my life is in there. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can find a link for Warrior King, the book, in the description of this podcast episode or video. Grab a copy to take the first step on your transformational journey today. Again, that's Warrior King by Michael Riggs. All right, welcome back. So where can you begin on your journey of self-discovery and embracing true masculinity? Number one, dive into the literature. One of the first things I did when my life fell apart after 30 long years of being a total nightmare man boy was I started reading. reading. The first book that I got was The Way of the Superior Man by David Deda. And that's because my life fell apart in a way that related to my relationships with women and the woman that I was with at the time. And that's a very good starting point for that part of the journey. The book is all about embracing masculinity, what it means to be a man, particularly when it comes to relationships with women. A couple more books that I could recommend: Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. Super powerful book, super awesome book. You have to get that one if you're into this sort of stuff. It'll definitely blow your mind when it comes to what it means to be a man and embracing masculinity and that innate wild self that I was talking about before. Iron John by Robert Bly is one of the old school books when it comes to the topic of what it means to be a man and embracing masculinity and all that sort of stuff. It takes more of like a scholarly approach to it and is very poetic because Robert Bly was a poet. It's one of the best books on the psychology and philosophy of masculinity and what it means to be a man. You have to get that one as well. And I'm not getting paid by any of these authors or any of these publishers or anything like that. These are books that legitimately helped me out when I was on my own path and on my own journey to learning what it means to be a man. With that being said, the next book that I want to recommend to you is my own book, Warrior King: Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within, which you just saw the whole spiel for, so I don't think I need to get too deep into that. But I definitely recommend my own book to you. Like I said, I took myself from being an absolute nightmare in my life into leveling up my life as a man, and everything that I learned on that journey, I put into that one book. See what I did there? Books, my book. No, really, I'm not out just to sell books. I genuinely want to level up men's lives. Those three books that I mentioned, The Way of the Superior Man, Wild at Heart, and Iron John, helps me level up my life when I first began my journey to unlocking what it means to be a man. So definitely get those three copies. My book is optional. You better go out and buy it right now. Just kidding. You don't have to. And those three books helped me begin to reshape my conditioned psyche into understanding what it truly means to be a man. Number two, the second thing you can do is get around other like-minded masculine men. Like I said, I was blessed to be taken under the wing of a group of strong guys to begin showing me what it means to be a man. And I believe that this is absolutely, totally necessary. Like I said, masculinity is bestowed. You could spend all day at home reading books and watching videos and researching what it means to be a man and researching masculinity and only learn a portion of what you need to learn because masculinity is bestowed. You learn it from other guys. That's just how it works. You need a group of like-minded guys who are pursuing all of the right things in life to be an example for you. If it's your thing, a lot of churches have men's groups where they talk about all of this same kind of stuff. What it means to be a man, a good father, a good husband, a righteous man, all of those things. These men's groups will take you in, you'll find friends there and all that sort of stuff. And if that's not your thing, some guys take classes like jujitsu and stuff like that, a martial art, or they find groups of men outside of church and all different sorts of ways. Men who are pursuing success in their lives, men who are pursuing all of the right things in lives, leveling up their lives and all that sort of stuff. These guys are everywhere. You just gotta find them. But it is absolutely important to have a group of guys who support you, who believe in you, who lift you up, and that you can be open with and trust. And real men will welcome you with open arms and assist you on your journey. And it's all about empowering each other, you know what I mean? And if you're hanging out with a group of losers all the time who are going nowhere in their lives but a dead end, you need to drop them and get into a circle of strong guys who are pursuing the right things in life. There's an old saying that goes something like, if you hang out with five losers, you'll be the sixth. And if you hang out with five millionaires, you'll be the sixth. That's absolutely true. If you want to level up your lives, you got to get around the right people, the right guys, like-minded guys, success-minded guys, and drop the loser friends. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but sometimes when you level up your life, you'll lose some friends along the way, and that's okay. Ask yourself if they're doing anything constructive for you in your journey in your life, and hey, maybe take a couple of them with you, you know? Say, hey, I'm going to level up my life. You want to do that too? I don't know. Maybe you could keep some friends. I've never heard that one before. It just popped into my head, but hey, that's a possibility. Maybe you and one of your friends and your loser group of friends could be like, let's go fix our lives together, bro. I think that would be super awesome. If you want to have a successful life, if you want to have successful relationships, if you want to be a strong father, leader, husband, and more, you need to begin exploring what it means to be a man. And most importantly, what it means to be a good man, an honest man, a high value man. Now, if you're on YouTube, I'm going to link another video that's related to this topic that I made. So definitely click on that one to expand on this talk that we just had, expand on this journey that you are embarking on. If you're on the podcast or wherever you are listening to this or watching this, I have lots of episodes in the past and I have lots of episodes coming in the future. So definitely subscribe and stick around so you don't miss any of that content. Tons of valuable information, guys. Like I said, I leveled up my own life, and you wouldn't believe who I was before this. I'm living my dream life right now. I'm married to my dream wife. We have 3 awesome sons together. I don't know, man. I don't want to brag here, but my life is super awesome. So I want that for you. So definitely let me help you. Connect with the content, engage with the content. Let me know what you think. Let me know how I can help you. If you have any questions that I can answer or anything like that. And in 2024, this year, we're definitely going to be expanding more on this topic, masculinity and what it means to be a man and all that sort of awesome stuff. So definitely stick around. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.